You know, we've been praying for our children, those who have children. And if you don't have children, you need to be praying for your own self to get free so that when you have children or other people's children or a whole nation or whatever can really begin to move into the prophetic place where he's going to pour out his spirit on all of us. And as we've been praying this and seeking the Lord about this, and even what happened to bring me to this had to do with praying for someone in the ministry's child, God is just showing me such stuff to get us free. And so I'm really excited about it. I'm just, if you could ask Karen, she was asking me why I was screaming so much at the office today, because I'd get something and I'd just start screaming because it's going in and he's just showing it to me. So I'm excited. So we're going to do that, but he's given me a specific way how to do it. So what we're going to start with, I'm starting prayer, but then we're going to take probably a half an hour and we're all going to read. If you have a Bible, that would be great. If you don't, we'll see if we can find some to share. But we're going to read, as we listen to praise music, 1 Peter. And when you read 1 Peter, I want you to kind of take note of the different authorities. Because when I was looking through the thing on the computer that's like a Strong's, and I was asking God, show me where the authority is that if we rebel against it, you can only rebel where there's authority. So you can only get a rebellious spirit in the area where there's some real authority that God has set up. And so I began to pray about, well, where are those areas? And so when I was thinking, Lord, how am I going to find where all those areas of authority are? And then I believe when I start looking through the Strong's, I think they might all be right in 1 Peter. Isn't God cool? Like he already knew, of course, that to really get rid of rebellion completely in our hearts, we have to understand the different places where we can rebel. And so when we're looking through 1 Peter, kind of take note of that. Take note of a place where you see that there's an authority or where you see there's someone you're to honor. And that will start to help you to focus on, okay, Lord, where in these authorities have I rebelled? And rebellion can be subtle or rebellion can be straight out full of anger and violence. And what God wants to do is he wants to get all rebellion out of our hearts so that he can bless us. You know, rebellion is the sin of witchcraft, and rebellion is actually the main essence of a rebellion is coming against God and his ways. And Satan does every single thing in your life to cause you to rebel. He will pervert as much authority as he can to cause you to get a rebellious spirit. And so what God is doing is teaching us how to go back and renounce and repent and change. And I really believe it will totally change the things God's going to give you in your life, because God's looking for people who will get free from rebellion. Let's just pray. Father, we just thank you for what you want to do tonight. And Lord, we just thank you right now. We just take authority over every spirit that would try to hinder what you want done. And Father, I know the enemy absolutely doesn't want us to teach and get so close to the very power that he has in people's lives, and that's the power of rebellion. And Father, as you're perfecting us and you're perfecting your bride, you are going to destroy every single work of the enemy in our lives by your Holy Spirit. I thank you for Calvary. I thank you, Jesus, that you paid to set us free. I thank you that we were able to leave from darkness into light. And God, that you're just shining that light so bright in us to completely destroy everything of darkness. And I just give you praise for what you're doing in my heart and the heart of those who are hungry for you and being changed. And Father, you want to release your power through your people. But you want a holy people, a pure people, and a people who will give you all the glory and honor that's due your name. And so, Father, every situation in our life where there's an authority situation, you're testing us to see if we can be trusted to give you all the glory and honor. So, Father, we just ask tonight that by your Spirit you move in a supernatural way to reveal our hearts to us and to set us free from anything of rebellion in our lives. We just thank you for what you're doing. And we just give you all the praise and all the glory. And Father, so we just ask now, Lord, that you send your angels to bring the people here safely who are supposed to be here. Lord, that you would just, Lord, I just ask specifically that each angel that's been assigned to each person in this place, because everyone has angels assigned, Lord, that they would really stand guard over those people tonight to stop the enemy from hindering in any way them from receiving all that you have for them. So Father, I thank you as we bind up everything the devil would do, that you alone would get the glory. And Father, that your word would go forth with your authority and your power. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen. We're going to learn tonight, God's going to have that church that you see in the Bible where one comes in with a song, one has a spiritual song, one has a psalm, one has a teaching, different people prophesy, and the meeting just supernaturally flows with the power and the presence of God. And the truth is, we've all been so damaged by false authority, we've been so damaged by rebellion, that the church is too bound to even begin to flow in that freedom and liberty of the Holy Spirit that God is going to bring forth in the apostolic church. And I personally long for the day when no one knows who really is an overseer of a meeting. And it's such a powerful meeting that it goes for hours and hours and hours. And many people in the body of Christ are led by the Spirit to pour into the meeting. That'll be so awesome, because it'll be all orchestrated by the Holy Ghost.